Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khair. Thank you everyone to joining us for another day of the message of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have spent this month with Qalam summarizing the different chapters of the Quran, the different juz of the Quran. And every day we dedicated that day to go over that juz and the summary of that juz. Alhamdulillah, today what we're going to be starting off with is juz number 27. So today is our 26th fast. Tonight will be the 27th night. And today what we will be going over during our session here is the 27th juz of the Quran. This juz goes over there are seven surahs that we're going to be going over today. There's Surah Dhariyat, Surah Tur, Surah Najm, Surah Qamar, Rahman, Waqi'ah, and Hadith. The seven surahs that we have in the 27th juz of the Quran. This juz will cover many different topics. It'll cover many different topics, and we will, inshallah, summarize the main topics that you find in this juz. Majority of it is from the Meccan revelation, the revelation that was sent during the time that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the Muslims were in Mecca. So what this means is the topics that we'll be covering today will mainly include Jannah and Jahannam. It'll mainly include the hereafter. It'll mainly include the Day of Judgment. It'll mainly include the reward of the believers and the punishment of the disbelievers. And then we'll also briefly talk about the prophets as well. And the message and denying the message by the Quraysh. So before I start actually and I jump into the juz itself, I'd like to just take a moment here to mention regarding our sponsor. This series is brought to you by Helping Hand. Helping Hand has been a trusted partner for Qalam for many years. They've served people in need around the globe since 2005, with a focus on international relief and development. Since its inception, they have assisted millions in need with emergency aid and have lifted thousands out of poverty with their long-term assistance programs. This Ramadan, Helping Hand is focusing on continuing its fight to eradicate hunger across the world with the Share Your Plate campaign. To learn more, visit hhrd.org/qalam. Inshallah. Bismillah. So without further ado, I'd like to start off with Surah Dhariyat itself. Now, Surah Dhariyat, as I was saying, most of the surahs here that we're going over today are Meccan surahs. So specifically in Surah Dhariyat, I want to start off the section in the surah where Allah talks about the believers. Allah talks about the believers and their reward. This is the reward in the hereafter. This is what we are trying to achieve. And so Allah, he addresses the muttaqeen. He addresses those who believe. And those, not only do they have the basic level of belief, but they've taken it to the next level. They're muttaqeen. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, that the righteous, those believers that are pious and righteous, they will have gardens and springs in the hereafter. أَخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ, they will take from what Allah has granted them in the hereafter. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ, before that, before the hereafter, in this world, they are muhsin. They dedicated themselves to the deen. They dedicated themselves to worshipping Allah, to being upright Muslims and upstanding Muslims. They did ihsan in their deen, in their life, in their affairs, and to others. They perfected it. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ, that Allah says that they used to only very little miss tahajjud. They would only little sleep during the night. Majority of their nights, most of their nights, they would be standing up, praying to Allah, making dua, standing in prayer, doing qiyamul layl, doing tahajjud, and now during the month of Ramadan, doing taraweeh. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and during the day before Fajr time, very early hours, they were there making istighfar to Allah. These are the highest levels. They were there making istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, and from their wealth, they didn't hold back. They didn't hold back what was due. حَقُّ, as Allah says in the Quran, حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, that they gave the haqq that was due on their wealth. They gave their zakah. The month of Ramadan is here, and this is usually the month. It doesn't have to be just in this month, but this is the usually the month that that most people give their zakah. So they weren't stingy, as Allah says here, that they gave the haqq that was to their wealth, and they gave it to the poor, the people who needed it most. لِلسَّائِلِ, the one who asked for it, وَالْمَحْرُومِ, the poor. Next, in this surah, in Surah Dhariyat, Allah goes on to describe the different prophets. And not to go into a lot of detail regarding the different prophets and what they said, I'll very briefly summarize here. Allah goes on and he says about the prophet Lut. And then he goes on to say about the people of Fir'aun, and the people of Hud, and the people of Salih, and the people of Nuh. Right? That each one of them, each of these people, each of these qawm, each of these nations, Allah sent a messenger. And this was the sunnah of Allah. This was the practice of Allah. Allah would take the message and he would give it at the hands of these messengers. And the messengers were responsible for passing it on to the people themselves. This is the tradition of Allah, and this is how Allah continued through time to the last prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each one of them, Allah sent a message, and each one of them, they rejected it. The people rejected it. The people rejected the message, and Allah, many of these nations, they were destroyed. Their last chance was this messenger, and the message was received. However, they still, with all of the miracles that they witnessed in front of these messengers, they still rejected. So then, that was their last chance. Our nation, however, Allah has given us reprieve. Allah has given us a chance to believe during our life, to take the time to open up the Mus'haf, open up the Quran, read it, practice it, dedicate ourselves to believe in this message. Allah gave us that chance, and we have until we pass to believe in this message. So Allah, after mentioning all of these prophets and that they were rejected, Allah says in Surah Dhariyat, كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ, that every single one of these messengers, the people said the exact same thing. They always said the same thing. The excuse was always the same. This man, this prophet that you have sent, this prophet that came to us, there's no way he's a man of God. Rather, he is either a magician or he is a madman, majnoon. This person's just crazy. They're out of their mind. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's the excuse that they would use to disbelieve, to justify what they did in their lives, to justify not implementing what Allah is telling them to implement within them, their lives. And Allah criticizes this excuse that every nation used. Allah says, "Atawasaw bih, bal hum qawmun taghun." That Allah says, did you confer? Why is it that every one of you is using the same excuse? Do you have no creativity? Do you have no other options? Do you have no other excuses that you can possibly give to these people that are bringing miracles to you? They're sitting and they're bringing miracles from Allah. And yet you always just say the same cliche. You say the same excuse every single time. Right? There's no other excuse that you can even think of to try to deny these messengers. Right? And so Allah belittles their claims, and Allah belittles those that deny the message of Islam, the message of Tawheed, of Allah being our Lord. Right? Next, Allah goes on to the surah. Next, we have Surah Tur. Surah Tur. This is surah number 52. This surah as well is a Meccan surah. This is a Meccan surah. And in this surah, we see that Allah mentions all of the excuses that the Quraysh brought forward. In the previous surah, we talked about one of the excuses, one of the reasons, the justifications that the non-Muslims, those that disbelieve, the disbelievers, used against the prophets. Now, Allah brings forth every excuse that you can think of. Everything that they could imagine and to use against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. That Allah says, first of all, you Prophet, talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and similarly now the Quraysh are witnessing what Allah is saying regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah says, you are not a fortune teller. You are not a sorcerer. You're not doing magic. You're not a magician. You're not fooling their eyes. This isn't trickery. This isn't an illusion. And he says, you're not a madman. You are not a madman. You are not crazy. This isn't some random whispers that you might be hearing. No, this is revelation from the Almighty. This is a revelation from Allah, our Lord. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُومِ. That now another excuse, the next excuse that they say is that he's a poet. He's just really good with his words. He was a good speaker. He tricked us with his fancy speech, his fancy vocab, his fancy language, his fancy poetry that some of them would say regarding the Quran. But the Quran is not poetry. The Quran was never poetry. Allah goes on to say in the following verses, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Do they say, however, that he made it up just out of nowhere? He just made up this whole book, this whole message that's divine in nature, that this man, he was plotting everything and he made up this whole book? And then Allah challenges them. فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ. Then bring something. If this man, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if our prophet is the one who is making up things, then bring something similar to it. Then bring a Quran just like it and try to match what he has brought forth. What he has brought forth from Allah, from our Lord. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. The next possibility that Allah, that they claim, that they were created from nothing. They just came into existence. That there is nothing else that brought them into existence. They just came into existence. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Or were they themselves the one who created themselves? They came into existence from their own will. They are so arrogant about their own power and their own ability that now their own power is what brought them into existence as children. أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلَا يُوقِنُونَ. Or were they created from Or did they create the heavens and the earth? What about that? What about everything else around us? What about the whole universe? Where did that come from? Out of nothing? Or did they create it? بَلْ لَا يُقِنُونَ. They have no belief. They don't understand. They have no logic. Allah goes on in a following verse, أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمٌ يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. If you have all the answers, if you have all the answers regarding where Allah is from, what Allah's message is, did you somehow go up into the heavens and hear Him yourself? Do you have all of these answers that you eavesdropped on the heavens themselves? And so that you, if that's the case, then bring a clear proof. If that's the case, bring a clear proof in front of us to deny what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying. أَمْ تُسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. Do you think that this Prophet is just doing it for money? That he is doing it just for worldly gain? No. He asks for no profit. He asks for no reward. All he asks for is our belief. All he asks for is our belief in Allah, the one and only. That's what he calls for. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. Or rather, they're just plotting. Their disbelief is just a plot. However, they're the ones who have fallen victim to a plot. They have not succeeded in scheming or plotting against anybody. Rather, on the Day of Judgment, they will see who the successor is, who the correct is. Once they pass, they will see what Allah has to offer them for the hereafter. Allah, at the end of this surah now, Allah reassures the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end of Surah Tur, Allah now reassures the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding all of these things that they keep saying against him, regarding everything that they say against him. وَإِن يَرَوْا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا يَقُولُونَ سَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ. That if they saw the sky fall down in front of them, if they saw the entire sky fall down in front of them, they would still not believe. They would just say, oh, it's just some clouds. There's just some clouds there in front of us. فَذَرْهُمْ حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُصَعَقُونَ. So leave them until that day that they will pass, and then they will see what the truth is. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. On that day, that their scheming and their plots will not benefit them at all. It will not benefit them at all. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And they will not be helped whatsoever. And Allah goes on in the following verse, وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Allah shares with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says here, be patient of the decree of Allah. Be patient of your Lord's decree. فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. And he says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are paying close attention to you, that Allah is there on our side. Allah is on our side. We don't need anybody else. All we need is Allah. That's why we raise our hands and we call to Him every day. That's why we ask Him for anything that we need, because Allah is on our side. Allah says, فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. That Allah sees us, we are in His sight. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the verse addresses the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in addition, it can apply to us as well. The following surah that we see is Surah Najm. This is surah number 53. This surah, just to kind of give a very brief background of what this surah is, Surah Najm was a surah that was revealed with the first sajda. The first sajda, this surah came with it. This was the first time that the companions and the Muslims were given an ayah of sajda that they would give sajda for. it was so powerful when it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited it to the people, and there were non-Muslims there as well. There were disbelievers. The Quraysh were there as well, and they, when they heard the verses, and the very last verse of the surah is a verse of sajda at the very end. All the Muslims, they prostrated. They prostrated to Allah. And those that were there present, they said, the Sahaba, they witnessed, all of the Quraysh as well, prostrated too, because of the power of this surah, the power of the verses here. And they say only one person, Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, was the only one not to prostrate. And he grabbed some dust and he put it on his forehead out of his own arrogance. So this is Surah An-Najm. In here, I want to just go over a couple of verses here where Allah mentions who the righteous are. What does it mean to be righteous? That is what Allah addresses. In verse number 31 of Surah Najm, Allah says here, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. That Allah is in control of everything. Allah is in control of the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Allah rewards those that do bad based off of the bad that they do. And Allah rewards those that do good, those that go above and beyond, and Allah will reward them for their ihsan. Allah will reward them for going above and beyond. Allah goes on to say, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمِ. That these people who are the muhsineen, these people are those that they stayed away from the major sins. Those major sins that Allah really does not want us and told us to stay away from. And the Prophet ﷺ told us to stay away from. These people, they stay away from these sins. And then they might fall into some minor sins. These people might fall into some minor sins, but that's okay. They ask for forgiveness. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira. Allah is the one who has so much forgiveness. He has unending forgiveness for us, for humans. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah knew us from the beginning. Allah knew us when we were in the wombs of our mothers. Allah knew who we were going to be. Allah knew us as children, and Allah knows us now. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Do not become arrogant. Do not become full of yourself. Do not elevate your own ego. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ اتَّقَى. Allah is aware of who is truly righteous, who is in fact among the pious, among the righteous. And this is what Allah mentions in Surah Najm. The next surah that we have in front of us is Surah Qamar. Surah Qamar is the 54th surah in the Quran. Surah Qamar is a surah that was revealed after a certain incident during the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This incident is when the Quraysh, they tried to find any possible way to dupe the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to challenge the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in something that he can't do. And so what they said was so egregious. They said, tell your Lord, you see that moon, split it in half. Take it and just split it in half if he is really the Lord of us. And so then the Prophet ﷺ said, I will ask Allah. And so he asked Allah to do that. And so then he said, come this day and look. And so then they came that day, the Prophet ﷺ pointed and they looked up and the moon split in half. And then it came back together. Allah split it in half and it came back together. And so they still didn't want to believe this. They still didn't want to believe this, that the Prophet he has shown an illusion to us. He's just showing an illusion. Let's ask the travelers, what did they see? So when the travelers came back, they said they saw it as well. And so they said that the Prophet ﷺ, he cast this illusion over everybody. That his illusion was so strong, it cast over everybody. But they still denied Allah. They still denied the proofs that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ brought forth for our message, for the Quran, to support Tawheed, to support that Allah is our Rabb. And Allah goes on, and I'll just mention a few verses here from the surah. Allah says in the Quran, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, that the sa'ah comes close. The day of judgment comes close. وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, and the moon split in half. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. Whenever they see a sign, whenever they see an ayah, whenever they see anything from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they turn away and they say the same old thing. And they say the same thing. They say, oh, that's just magic. That's the magic that you've been doing to us this whole time. وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and they reject and they follow their own desires. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ مَا فِيهِ مُزْدَجَرٍ حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَ فَمَا تُغْنِ النُّذُرٍ. These stories that we have brought forward, these stories that Allah has brought forward of all the nations before, has not been sufficient enough to deter them from the message, to deter them from what the Quran has to say, to deter them to believe in what Allah is sending them. The Quran is wisdom and warnings to them, but it doesn't benefit them whatsoever. يقول الكافرون, Allah goes on in the following verse, يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسير. However, on the day of judgment, they will come and then they will see that this day is very, very difficult for all of the disbelief and all of the trouble that they went through in days past. And that's what we see, that is the consequence of disbelief. That is the consequence of not accepting the message. The next surah that we have in front of us is Surah Ar-Rahman. This is a common surah that many of us recite often. This is a common surah that many of us recite often. It is the 55th surah of the Quran. This surah talks about our favors. The favors that Allah has granted us. There are so many favors. And in this surah, we see the famous, the very well-known verse that Allah challenges us, and Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of His favors, Allah's favors, will you now deny? Which of the favors will you now deny? Allah starts out the surah by saying, Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an. He is the most merciful, the most compassionate. He taught the Qur'an out of His compassion, out of His mercy. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, He created us. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, and He taught us speech, how to conduct ourselves, how to talk and clarify ourselves. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ, that He created the sun and the moon, and He gave them a course to follow. He gave them a course to follow. And that's how we get night and day. And Allah goes on in this surah of many, many blessings. And He asks us consistently, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of your favors, which of your Lord's favors will you deny next? Which will be the ones that you will deny next? At the end of this surah, Allah goes on to talk about three people, three groups of people. And what I'll do now is, for the sake of brevity here, I'm going to actually jump to the next surah. Allah talks about these three groups, but also in the next surah, in Surah Waqi'ah, Allah expands a lot more regarding these three groups, who these three groups are, what they signify, what is the importance of knowing these three groups. So in our next surah here that we have, we continue that same topic, and Allah talks about Al-Waqi'ah. Waqi'ah is talking about the Day of Judgment, when everybody will come together and everybody will be brought together on that day. And Allah says, He starts off, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. That when the day comes, there's no more denying. You can't deny it anymore. There's no more denying what this day has to offer, what this day is about. خافضة الرافعة, that this day it will debase some people and it will raise others. Based off of people's deeds, some people will be lowered and some people will be elevated. The next Allah says, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً, when the earth will be shaken, وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةً, and the mountains will get crushed and wiped away. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً, that they will be scattered like dust. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, you all will be three people, talking about our ummah, and the rest of humankind will be among three people. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, that you will see the people that get their book in their right hand. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ, and then you will see the people that get their books in their left hand, how miserable of a people they will be on that day. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, the third group, those that went above and beyond in this world, they continually did good. They always strove to be the top of the top, at the forefront in terms of their connection with Allah, their belief, and what they did in this world. And these people will be given paradise in the hereafter. Allah goes into a lot more detail here. So for anybody else, I recommend reading through this surah for more information regarding these people. I wanted to go through that during this session today, but unfortunately, I have run out of time. But at the end of this, I pray that Allah grants us the ability of being among as-sabiqun, as-sabiqun. Those people that are at the forefront. Those people that aren't just a few. Those people that, as Allah says in the Quran, from the earlier generations, there's a lot more, but the later generations, there's not as many. So we pray that we will be included among these people, and Allah grants us that higher level of Jannah, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. I'd like to just end this session to remind all of you guys, alhamdulillah, our programs, we have been given a chance to benefit as much as we can at Qalam, to provide as much programs as we can for not only our students that study at the seminary, but also for everybody else and all of the Muslims that listen into our content. So we hope that you can support us so that we can provide more programs and more upcoming chances for us to be able to benefit. And also, please, before even supporting us, I ask you all to use these blessed times, use these blessed days, blessed nights to put your hands up in dua and make dua for us. Make dua for the ummah, make dua for the Muslims, make dua for all of those that are struggling around the world today. And in addition, make dua for us as well so that we can benefit from the dua of the Muslims and the call of the Muslims. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.